Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Twitter under scrutiny as members of the Taliban are using it. Chinese state media says America will abandon Taiwan. COVID booster shots coming. Five states hit record infection rates. A new study shows moms with young kids drinking more alcohol during the pandemic. Also ahead, liberal panic in California. But first, Twitter executives facing a backlash over their decision to allow the Taliban to use the platform while maintaining its ban on Donald Trump. Can you believe that? A spokesperson for the Islamic group has been posting on Twitter since the terrorists took control of Afghanistan. Executives at Twitter say the Taliban can keep the account if it doesn't promote violence. Are you kidding me? These are terrorists. The Taliban and Twitter, an amazing story. The Global Times, the official mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist government, saying the United States will abandon Taiwan should Beijing decide to invade the island. States the newspaper, quote, from what happened in Afghanistan, once a war breaks out in Taiwan Straits, the U.S. military will not come to help, unquote. COVID booster shots will likely be available for some Americans in September. Health officials believe a third injection may be needed for older folks and those with compromised immune systems 8 months after the second vax. Scientists are working to update the medication to be more effective against the new COVID variants. Five states breaking records for the number of cases this week: Florida, Louisiana, Hawaii, Oregon, and Mississippi, reporting new highs as the Delta variant runs wild. 10% of all hospital beds nationwide are now occupied by Americans battling the virus. About 90% of those patients not vaccinated. New report from the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse says mothers with children under the age of five have drastically increased their alcohol intake during the pandemic. The mothers boosted their drinking habits by 323% after the national shutdown in March 2020. Average alcohol sales up 30% in America, all told. In a moment, another powerful liberal governor may lose his job. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Liberals panicking over Governor Gavin Newsom's recall in California. Latest polls show voters out in the Golden State are split. A CBS News survey says 52% of likely voters say Governor Newsom should remain in office. 48% say he should be booted. The liberal newspapers in California, of course, are horrified that their buddy Newsom might get the boot. The fear the uber left has is demonstrated by the LA Times. Quote, removing Newsom and replacing him with an untested and unprepared alternative who wouldn't represent the values of most Californians would be a disaster. It would doom the state to months of political and bureaucratic dysfunction and economic uncertainty, unquote. Well, if Governor Newsom were doing such a good job, LA Times, there would not be uncertainty. But he's not doing a good job, and the folks know it. Nancy Pelosi trying to help her buddy Newsom, quote, "We have to vote and we have to reject the recall. It's not good for you. It's not good for children or other living things," unquote. And then there's President Biden. He says, quote, "Governor Newsom is leading California through unprecedented crisis. He is a key partner in fighting the pandemic and delivering economic relief to working families and helping us build our economy back better than ever," unquote. Now, of course, Joe Biden didn't write that. He doesn't write anything. But Mr. Biden and Vice President Harris are supposed to show up Friday in some kind of forum to help Gavin Newsom, but I can't find out what that is. Probably something virtual. I don't think Biden's going to travel to California. He only goes in a very small radius around Washington, D.C. Now, the problem with Governor Newsom is that he cannot seem to solve any problems. They have record homeless in California. In the major cities, it's a scandal. And some of these homeless people are dangerous. And all of them have health issues, to be polite. Most are drug addicts. There is record crime in the Golden State. COVID shutdown has devastated small business out there. Racial strife, woke madness, cancel culture, all ripping California apart. Meanwhile, Newsom dines at ultra-expensive restaurants without a mask, you'll remember that, and buys more mousse for his hair. There comes a time when people revolt, and that's what we're seeing in California. The recall petition had to gather, I think, about 700,000 votes, maybe more, which it did. And now, on September 14th, there are two questions on the ballot. Should Gavin Newsom be replaced, yes or no? And who should take his place? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And you might want to check out my book, Killing the Mob. You'll like it. Great summer read. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 52 years ago today, 500,000 people departed a three-day music festival in upstate New York. The event would go down as one of the most important moments in popular culture. Woodstock was in the history books. The festival was initially planned as a music and arts exposition at the height of the Vietnam War. After a few setbacks, the concert began August 15, 1969, on a 600-acre farm 80 miles north of New York City. The roster included Creedence Clearwater Revival, Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, Jefferson Airplane, and others. Despite its hippie origins, Woodstock was designed to make money. Tickets cost $18 in advance, equivalent to about $75 today. About 150,000 tickets were sold. But more than 450,000 folks showed up. The mob of people caused 20-mile-long traffic jams. Artists like Joni Mitchell bailed on performing because she couldn't get there. Fences were torn down by the mob, cars abandoned, and Woodstock quickly became a, quote, free concert for anyone who could make the trek to upstate New York. Woodstock featured one of the most prolific musical lineups in history. Fans got a taste of a variety of genres, which came together in harmony. The crowd at Woodstock sent a message to the world that folks could come together to celebrate peace and music. And here's something else you might not know. The festival was a big moment for America's anti-war movement. While some musicians opted to avoid politics, many railed against the country's involvement in Vietnam. Even the garbage contained a message. During Jimi Hendrix's final performance of the Star Spangled Banner, thousands of fans and workers gathered tons of garbage strewn across the fields. They organized the trash into a football field-sized peace sign. News helicopters above photographed the peace sign, and it went out all over the world. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.